Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kaharchisity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. In his remarks, Mr. Modi said he and Mr. Trump will continue to advance India-US strategic partnership.
उसी गति से आगे बढ़ेंगे और मैं जैसे भारत के नागरिकों को वादा किया है कि मैं तीसरे टर्म में 3 गुना जल्दी से काम करूंगा और मुझे विश्वास है कि राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप के साथ आने वाले 4 वर्ष हम 2 गुना गति से काम करेंगे.
Deputy Commissioner of Kohima has informed that it is mandatory for non-government and non-profit organizations to register and obtain a unique identity number from the NGO Darpan portal maintained by Niti Aayog, according to an office memorandum issued by the Planning and Transformation Department and in accordance with the Prevention of Money Laundering Maintenance of Records Amendment Rules 2023. All non-profit organizations, NPOs seeking grants from ministries or departments of the Government of India and state government, opening and operating bank accounts, registering or renewing their Foreign Contribution Regulation Act status, or seeking exemption under Section 80G of the Income Tax Act, must register and obtain a unique identity number from the NGO Darpan portal to reduce fraud. In this regard, the Deputy Commissioner has directed all NPOs and societies registered under the Societies Registration Nagaland Third Amendment Act 2008 to register and obtain a unique ID from the NGO Darpan portal to prevent blacklisting and cancellation of registration for non-compliance. President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued an official notification in this regard. The notification said that President Draupadi Murmu had received a report from the Manipur governor and after considering the report, in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. The notification added that the Assembly has also been put under suspended animation. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has reiterated the government's commitment towards the ease of living for pensioners by ensuring the resolution of their grievances. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the 12th All India Pension Adalat in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, he interacted with pensioners from different states and provided on-the-spot redressal of their pension-related grievances. On the occasion, the union minister dedicated the Pension Adalat to all the pensioners. The Pension Adalat sought to resolve long-standing pension cases pending for more than 120 days in 16 departments, as well as ministries which were also attending the Adalat. Nearly 180 cases pertaining to ministries were discussed during the Adalat. The event also provided an additional forum for the redressal of pension-related grievances, eliminating the need to approach courts for litigation. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj Professor S.P. Singh Baghel launched a devolution index report titled Status of Devolution to Panchayats in States, an Indicative Evidence-Based Ranking 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the minister underlined that the report evaluates 6 critical dimensions of the panchayats: framework, functions, finances, functionaries, capacity building and accountability. He also hailed the index and called panchayats the strongest institutions of democracy. The index report provides insights into the progress of decentralization across states and union territories of the country. It also examines how autonomous panchayats are in making and implementing independent decisions. Further, the Devolution Index report serves as a tool for strengthening cooperative federalism and local self-governance, enabling states to identify areas for improvement and adopt best practices for more empowered and effective panchayats. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.